Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and calling in from Colorado tonight. It's the end of the month, and we're going to be talking about how to close out the month with follow-up and enrolling new folks. It's a very timely discussion here. We like to use the analogy of the law of the farm, plant, water, harvest. Well, it's harvesting time right now, and if you've got lots of folks that you've been talking to, this is going to be a very, very important phone call. And if you've not been talking to lots of people, then hopefully this call will inspire you to do so and, importantly, help you to know what to do when you do have folks who have taken your tour, who have learned about the products, experienced the Love Super Meal with the gift card, and they're ready to take some action. One of the new things that we can tell people about is our new association with the Diabetes Resource Center. They just gave the Love Super Meal their seal of approval. I don't know if you've heard the statistics. I was blown away that one-third of all Americans are either pre-diabetic or diabetic. 100 million people need this Love Super Meal for the diabetes reason alone. So it's a big deal. And we just put a press release out. The press release is going to be available in the back office. You'll see it by email. Also, we're going to be putting it up on the text message system as well, so you can just text it out to somebody. So we're going to do everything we can to help you to get the word out on that. Also, in today's email blast, you may have seen some of the big-name folks that are vegans and vegetarians, people like Bill Clinton, Brad Pitt, Ellen DeGeneres, Coretta Scott King, the CEO of Ford Motor Company, William Clay Ford Jr., Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Venus Williams, the tennis star, Russell Simmons, the media mogul and rap producer, Kevin Nealon, comedian from Saturday Night Live. So there's a lot of people that are not only vegan or vegetarian, but they're making it known that what's going on in our food supply is not okay. So the market is moving toward us. The concept of eating healthy, eating a plant-based diet used to be very fringe, and now it's becoming more and more and more popular. So, you know, we're not a purist company. Our products are pure, and it gives you the opportunity every meal and every snack of the day to have something pure, but that's your choice as to how much or how little you choose to experience it. But it's nice to know that you've got a safe place to go, and the Diabetes Resource Center says so, and a lot of stars and celebrities believe it's a good idea. So we're in the right place at the right time, and we're going to talk a good bit about how you can communicate that to new people as they go through your tour. So we're going to back up just a second, talk a little bit about plant water harvest, or said another way, our pipeline sales process. PIPE is an acronym for prospects, invitation, presentation, and role. So you make your list of prospects. You invite them to experience the product through the gift card marketing system. The gift card marketing system helps to make a presentation, as does your MyPurium website. But ultimately, as they start to get the information, as they start to experience the product, as they start to have some questions, have some ideas, have some thoughts, feel good about a lot of what they're hearing but may have some questions about what they're seeing, and they want some things filled in. That's a normal process. The normal process when you talk to a new person is they try the product, they learn a little bit, and they have a sense of what this may mean to them, but you have to fill in the blanks. You have to help them along that tour, help them along the process, and ultimately your skill level and the level of skill that your upline has really comes into play on the back end. So it's on the front end and the back end that you as a distributor will determine how fast your business grows. On the front end, it's how many people are you going to talk to, plain and simple. How many people are you going to talk to and how good are those people that you talk to? On the back end, it's really a skill that's a little bit different, which is to help people to understand what it means to join the business. I used to own a spa, and we had a very similar prospects, invitation, presentation, and role process. In fact, we had gift cards. That's where the gift card marketing system and the concept came from. We used to hand out gift cards, giving people a free treatment when they came into our spa. We wanted them to experience the product, and then we showed them a book that showed before and after photos of what people who were in the same place they were, what they experienced if they continued on with the treatments. So that's what we want to do is even that 10-day supply of love, that's not enough for somebody to get a full picture of what their life is going to be like as a Purium customer. It's going to give them enough to have a good sense that these products are clean and they're good for their bodies. Same thing on the distributor side. You know, somebody can look at the MyPurium website. They can digest parts and pieces of the information. They can see Dave Sandoval is clearly an expert and wrote the Green Foods Bible. They can, you know, look at some of the product and business testimonials. They can understand the gift card program intellectually. But ultimately, you're going to have to help them fill in the blanks. And what I want to do is begin with the end in mind and start with what I would consider your best friends in the conversation when you're talking to somebody about either joining as a customer or as a distributor. And my feeling is your best friend when you're talking to somebody about being a customer is the 60-day money-back guarantee. So when somebody says, well, what's the ratio of the commute to the this? Well, you know what? I'm not 100% positive, but I do know we've got a 60-day money-back guarantee. So try the product. See how it works. You've already had an opportunity to experience it for 10 days. You know, imagine what your body's going to feel like, you know, trying it for 60 days. Well, you know what? I are all the products gluten-free or why, blah, 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 blah. You know, I only like to try gluten-free products. Well, you know what? On the website, there's something that shows, you know, which of our products are gluten-free and which ones aren't. The Love Super Meal is gluten-free. And ultimately, you know, all our products have a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you try the products and for some reason you're not happy or satisfied, you know, we can give them back. So use that 60-day money-back guarantee. I think it'll solve 90% of the questions, problems, objections, challenges that somebody may have in looking at our products and thinking about whether they should or shouldn't, you know, decide to become a customer. On the distributor side, it's a little trickier. It's a little harder to explain the business, but ultimately there are two things that I think are your best friends when you're talking to somebody about joining the business. The first is, I don't make any money unless you make money. I don't make any money unless you make money. I think that's a really important concept. So somebody's asking about the compensation plan. They're asking about, you know, this. They're asking about that. How does this work? And how many people do I need? And, you know, is this really going to be good? You know what? I don't make any money unless you make money. And I'm pretty confident we're both going to make some money with this. So that's something that's really helpful. The other is, of course, we've got such a fast front end now with the promotion we've got going on, with our recruiters pool, that ultimately if you enroll three people, especially if you enroll three people the same way you came in the same month, then when you enroll three people, you're in profit. And so enroll three and you're in profit, and if you utilize the gold pack, you've got 40 gift cards to help somebody to get started. It's very easy for somebody to believe that they can enroll three people with 40 gift cards. You don't have to be a mathematician to know that's less than 10% successful. So you hand out 40 gift cards, and oh, by the way, for the next 60 days, we're going to every five gift cards you get redeemed, we're going to give you five more free. So you don't even have a limit of 40 gift cards. And that's something else that is very exciting right now is that on August 1st, you can end up with the same 40 gift cards that you had in the beginning. That's one of the things that's great about this promotion and all the promotions that we run is that it creates a sense of urgency. It creates a reason to join now. You don't know what the promotion is going to be after July 31st, but you do know that if you enroll today, that not only do you get an unlimited source of free samples, but you can offer that to every single person that this new person is going to be, you know, talking to. So, you know, the value of the promotion helps to create a sense of urgency. So let's back up a little bit, kind of midway through the process. So we've got prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll. So let's assume that you've talked to some people, you've handed out some gift cards, they've tried the product, and they've seen the website, you know, the MyPurium website, and now it's time to follow up. It's time to water. Plant, water, harvest. It's time to make sure that people have the information they need to make a decision. Now, the Association of Sales Executives says that 81% of all sales happen on or after the fifth contact. Let me say that again. The Association of Sales Executives says 81% of all sales happen on or after the fifth contact. So it's not a coincidence that the gift card marketing system with our Love product has eight contacts on your behalf. It helps to create an automated follow-up system. Now, the gift card marketing system and those automated messages are rarely going to sign somebody up for you, but what it's doing is it's creating an overall impression. So if you're not following up, if you're just hoping that your prospect is going to jump up and down and say, I want to buy, then it's like filling up a bathtub without a stopper. It's like putting people into the funnel but not closing off the funnel. And I find that happens more than I would have ever realized. I think the hardest part is to talk to people in the first place. That's where I find the most challenge for myself personally. Once I talk to somebody, once I start them down the path and they experience the product and they get some of the information, I find that following up is the fun part, you know, because now it's, you know, they've had a chance to see what I saw. But a lot of people don't feel that way, and I think the reason is that they're afraid that they're going to have to ask somebody for the order. They're going to have to, you know, it's not the follow-up, it's the, you know, what if they say no? And that's where, you know, you really need to think of yourself as a tour guide and disassociate the result with the process. So it's all about the process. If you talk to lots of people, if you hand out lots of gift cards, if you make sure that they try the product, if they go to the MyPurium website, and then you ask them how their experience has been and get them in touch with somebody who can help you to enroll them. So that's something that's really important to understand. Is if you have a natural aversion, if you don't like to sell, if you don't like to enroll people, then make sure you're working with somebody who does. It's so important because if you have somebody who is willing to help you with that, you're going to find that the loop will get closed out. If the loop is not closed out, it goes back to that analogy of the bathtub without the drain stopper. You're putting people into the process, but you're not doing all the parts and pieces. It's like you're getting lost on the tour. So, you know, if you've got their best interest in mind, your prospect's best interest in mind, and you're trying to help them to make a decision, and you know that you've got this 60-day money-back guarantee to offer, and you know that we have this program right now where you have unlimited free samples with the gift card marketing system and the 5 free gift cards for every 5 that are redeemed, now you can have great confidence and belief that you're helping them. So I think it's important in the follow-up and enrolling process that it starts with questions and it moves toward you know, buttoning things down. And the questions that you're going to ask are going to be more closed-ended questions. And what I mean by that is you start out by asking open-ended questions like, you know, are you interested in earning additional income? You know, are you trying to get healthier? Are you trying to lose weight? Tell me a little bit about what you eat. You know, you're trying to get a sense of are they interested in being a customer? Are they interested in the business and what their lifestyle is like right now? As they start to learn more about Purium and try the product, then your questions are going to be more about validation. What did you like the most? Isn't it cool that the system is following up automatically? You know, did you find that the product gave you more energy? Did you find the product made you feel full? So you're starting to, you know, get a better sense of what they like, what they didn't like, and how the product and how the opportunity could be working for them. And then toward the end, you're going to be asking them even more specific questions, and hopefully you're going to be doing that again with somebody on your upline team, or if you're an experienced person, you are that upline, and you're going to basically ask them, you know, if they're ready to get started, and that's the ultimate question is, you know, is there anything, any questions you have at this point? Is there anything that's, you know, not clear to you, or are you ready to get started, you know? Would 10, 20, or 40 cards make the most sense for you at this point? It's better if they say it. So when you ask it in the form of a question versus, you know, I recommend that you get started with a goal pack, you know, or I recommend that you get started today, it's better if you ask it in the form of a question of, hey, you ready to get started? Let's get started. What do you think about getting started? You know, how do you want to get started? What questions do you have before you get started, before we get started? So that great mindset of you're doing somebody a big favor and you know that we've got the 60-day money-back guarantee. You know that they only need to enroll three people and they've got unlimited gift cards to do that. So if they're willing and able to just hand out some gift cards, they can have some success, then you're going to have that belief level and not be fearful to ask somebody to get started in the program. Now, I find that the three-way phone call is really, really effective. Now, it can be done in the form of a face-to-face meeting if you and the prospect and your upline or you and the downline and their prospect are all together. Let me tell you, I've been on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of three-way calls as a presenter, as a connector, you know, as a prospect even. So let me tell you what I think the roles are. First, if you're the connector, if this is your prospect and you've got an upline person who's going to help you to ask those questions and make sure that your new person is going to get into the business. And as a connector, you want to have that upline person because probably they have more volume, probably they've had more success, they've definitely been in the business longer than you if they're your upline. And, you know, if you're counting on them to help you to build your business, they're also a form of third-party validation. They're somebody who is outside of your normal relationship with this person, and so they have a natural credibility. So as the connector, what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to compliment both parties. You're going to want to say, you know, if it's me and I'm trying to enroll Bill and Mary is my upline, I'm going to be saying, hey, you know, here's the purpose of this call today is Mary, I've got Bill. He's somebody that I play basketball with. We're friends with. He's tried the Love product. You know, he's having a great experience on the product so far. He doesn't quite understand the business, but he's pretty sure that he's interested in hearing more, and I told him the great success that you're having. You know, Mary, you know, that understands now a little bit about how I know Bill. Now, hopefully, as the connector, I prompted Mary, told Mary before we get on the phone with Bill a whole bunch about Bill so that she's clear as to how to communicate with him effectively. As far as Bill goes, you know, I'm going to tell him about Mary prior to the call as well, but on the call I'm going to say, hey, you know, Mary's my upline. She's always there to support me. You know, every time I call, she always makes sure that she helps. Because Bill's hearing that and saying, oh, good, well, Mary's going to be helping me too. So you're going to compliment both parties. You're going to set up the purpose of the call, and then you're going to be quiet. Take notes, because a lot of times there are insightful things that come up, either Mary saying something that you need to learn, ideas and concepts and sound bites that you want to borrow, or Bill saying something about his life experiences, his business background, where he's at. He may share things with Mary. You'd be surprised that he has not shared with you, especially if she's good at asking questions. And then at the end of the call, you want to make sure that the next steps are clear if the presenter, if Mary doesn't do a good job in making sure that, you know, she asks for the order, if you will. You want both sides to feel important, and ultimately you want to set up the call, set up the momentum, and you want to be quiet. As the presenter, you want the prospect to go first. So if there's a pause, although if done right, the connector, in my case me, talking to my upline Mary with my friend Bill, I'm going to say, you know, Mary, why don't you start out the call? And what Mary should immediately do is say, Bill, you know, David's told me a little bit about you, but why don't you fill in the blanks, tell me a little bit about your business background, or, you know, tell me a little bit about what you've seen so far and what's most interesting to you. So she's going to ask a few questions to better understand who he is and validate him and validate his process so far. So if Bill says, you know, hey, I've been a computer programmer for 15 years, blah, 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 I was with this company, did really well. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's been tough the last few years. My work's going crazy. and I can't, you know, I got more work and blah, 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 blah. Now, you know, Mary can say, okay, well, you know, I understand where you're coming from. You know, the economy's being tough on a lot of folks, and that's one of the things that's so great about Purium is that we offer that plan B. We offer that additional source of income that lots of folks like you are looking for. So you're not the only one. There are tens of millions of people out there like you who are looking for more money. So by asking the questions and having a better sense of who Bill is and what he's looking for, then the presentation can, you know, focus on and fill in the blanks for Bill, you know, from that perspective. Now, ultimately, Bill may be kind of the quiet type and may throw it back to Mary pretty quickly and just say, hey, you know, I'm a business guy, blah, 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 blah. You know, tell me a little bit more about the compensation. So now, as the presenter, as the closer, as Mary, as the upline, what Mary needs to do is she needs to make sure that her points are concise. That if he asks a question like, tell me about the compensation plan, that her answer is still 30 seconds to 2 minutes, not 15 minutes. It's more like, well, let me tell you about my favorite part of the compensation plan, which is how quickly you can get into profit. You know, that's one of the things I really love. Let me explain that. Or, you know, let me show you something. If you know anything about compensation plans, you probably heard about these car bonuses. We've got a lifestyle bonus that pays out like eight times as much. Let me tell you a little bit about that. So when you're presenting, you want to use a lot of specifics, but a lot of simple, small words, a lot of word pictures, a lot of third-party stuff like the Diabetes Resource Center for credibility. And you want to make it aspirational. You want it to feel exciting and energetic and on the move. You know, you want to paint a picture that's very, very clear. You know, so let me do that here quickly with the Real Food Revolution. So here's Bill. And Bill says, you know, I'm trying to knock off 10, 15 pounds, kind of laughing. Oh, you know, I play basketball with David, and, you know, I want to make sure that, you know, I can keep up with him and all the other guys, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, my whole family, bottom line is we, you know, we're always moving. You know, everybody seems to be grabbing fast food on the run, and I know that's not good for us, and, you know, really want to, you know, live life a little bit healthier. And so now here Mary can come in and say, hey, you know, I totally get that. Let me give you a couple of examples from my life. And importantly, you know, I can't believe that one-third of all Americans are diabetic or pre-diabetic. I can't believe that two-thirds of all Americans are overweight or obese. We've got a challenge. You know, we've got a health challenge. And, you know, let me give you a couple of other facts and figures about it so you're not the only one. So however, you know, however the presentation goes, you want it to be exciting, clear, concise, novel, visual, and you want to get that prospect, you know, on the edge of their seat saying, wow, this sounds different, this sounds interesting, this sounds relevant to me. And the easiest way to make it relevant is to know where they're coming from. So if you're shooting at a blank, you know, piece of paper, it's very hard to know what that prospect is looking for. So asking good questions when you're following up, making sure that the prospect feels honored, that they are part of the process, and that our goal is to help them to solve a problem. And whether that problem is being overweight or whether it's diabetes or whether it's general health and fast food or whether it's financial, we can make it fun, we can make it simple, and obviously we have some things that are very, very different. And in fact, we're in the process right now of changing our 11 reasons to join Purium to 21 reasons to join Purium, because we have that many different points that make our company unique. We're going to have 7 different product-based points of difference. We're going to have 7 different compensation points that we want to highlight, and we're going to have 7 different support and system components of our 21 reasons to join Purium. So that'll be a fantastic cheat sheet for you. The 11 reasons is a good start. But the 21 reasons will be even more specific, and as a presenter, you know, you can always lean on that, have that out. I have a presentation that I do all on one piece of paper for Thursday night presentations. I have a one-pager on love. I have a one-pager on our business, and whenever I'm on a three-way phone call talking to prospects, which I do many times a day, I'm constantly referring to those things so that I can hit on the sound bites, hit on the concepts, in a concise way that moves the prospect to say, wow, this is a company that has, you know, a great idea, that the market is moving toward them and good things are happening. So, you know, what you want to be able to do is make that person feel comfortable, make sure that they have the information they need, and not be shy about asking them, hey, you know, you ready to buy? Let me show you the two different ways that you can become a customer. And I think we're totally underutilizing the preferred customer program. You know, you can change your auto ship at any time. And as a prospect, you're going to save 15%. Yeah, that's a great savings, and it makes your life easier. Because as you enroll people as customers, by having them on the preferred program, by having them on AutoShip, you don't have to go back and call them every month. You don't have to resell them every month. So it's well worth it for you to offer that 15% discount. It's well worth it for them to take advantage of that 15% discount. And if they're planning on being a distributor, we make it super simple by having the $29.95 enrollment. And that's free if you order more than 150 points of product. It's free in the bronze, silver, and gold pack. So I like to call it a positive slippery slope. You know, our retail prices are very reasonable. Our preferred price, there's really, you know, very little reason why somebody shouldn't be a preferred customer. And once they think about becoming a preferred customer, they can save another 15% by becoming a distributor. And the next thing you know, they're learning about how to hand out gift cards, get their product for free, or make a little bit of money. So, you know, keep it simple, have some fun, but make sure on the back end when you're enrolling people that you've got somebody that you're working with, either you're helping your teammates or whether, you know, you've got somebody upline that can help you to present the opportunity, answer the hard questions, and most importantly, to ask for the order, to say, hey, let's get started. Is there any reason why we can't get started today? How do you want to get started with 10, 20, or 40 gift cards? You know, this program is fun. It's simple. This promotion is only going to last another 60 days. You know, let's make it happen. You know, use that positive enthusiasm, that momentum, and then importantly, make sure you understand and know the logistics of the enrollment page, which we're fixing here and making better over the next couple of weeks, or make sure you've got the call center phone number, know the hours, and know how to three-way somebody on to make sure that that happens. So don't drop the ball toward the end. You've done a lot of hard work to get people that far. And as I said, if you've got a lot of people in process, make sure that you do that follow-up and, you know, use that 60-day money-back guarantee, our promotion, and, you know, you only make money if they do. So make yourself a little bit of money, help them make some money, have a little bit of fun, and we will be on Thursday night, Dave Sandoval and myself, to do our business opportunity presentation to close out the month. So if you do have folks that are talking and thinking about joining and they need one last push, you know, let Dave and I do the selling for you. You know, jump back on the call after the call with them and get them signed up with your upline. You know, I know there are lots of people that are driving for higher ranks. The business is really starting to move. So congratulations on your month of May so far. Make it great and in these last 48 hours. So we're here to help. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll be on Thursday night, same time, same number. And have a great 48 hours. Bye, everybody.